A man has been charged over the alleged malicious damage of multiple vehicles in Sydney's north earlier this year. Between February and June 2017, a number of vehicles were damaged within car parks of shopping centres and the university in Ryde. The vehicles, including luxury cars, had an acid-like substance applied to them, causing quite a deal of damage. Police from Ryde LAC have investigated the alleged incident. Following inquiries, officers arrested a 53-year-old man at a home in Ryde on the 4th of August. The man, a bus driver, was taken to Ryde Police Station where he's been charged with 16 counts of malicious damage to property. He was given strict conditional bail to reappear in Burwood Local Court on the 21st of August. Now, people have reported on the 5th of July this was posted. This guy decided to damage our car for no reason, $1,600 worth of damage. We have his car rego from the rear camera. He keeps avoiding the police. He also damaged three other vehicles at the same time. All we want is our excess back and our car repaired. But the insurance company won't refund it until he's charged. Hope they catch him. Date of the offence, 24th of April. Now, this is a dash cam in a stationary car. And what I see is the car, dash cam in operation, just clicking along there. A bloke walks up, easily identifiable, pours a substance all over the car out of a glass bottle, and then walks away. So it appears, well, police obviously have this information, I'd imagine. That's how they arrested him. It's quite, we'll post it on our website in case you don't have access to the dash cam footage, because it's quite remarkable stuff. As clear as day, walks up, pours something over the bonnet of the car, flicks it up under the windscreen, a bit more under the bonnet, and off he trots. And they say they even have the rego of his car, the person who's posted this, because they have the dash cam working at the back as well. Now, I'll pass that on to my staff, and they can confirm with police that the bloke is in custody, or was in custody. He's been given strict conditional bail, but it just goes to show there are cameras everywhere, even when you can't see them. And obviously, I would suspect police have been given this footage and have made an arrest in light of what they've been given.